Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Researchers are conducting a detailed study into the sleep patterns of ag producers with hopes of developing ways to produce a better night's sleep for farmers and ranchers. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Among the myriad of reasons why ag producers don't perhaps get enough sleep, a simple one. Perhaps they just don't prioritize sleep as much as they should.
This is particularly salient for farmers and ranchers because due to the nature of their work, they do go through periods of having insufficient sleep or sleep deprivation.
Which University of Nebraska researcher Amanda Prokaski says could manifest into a host of issues. Health problems, lack of concentration, lower reaction time, poor judgment, which Prokaski's colleague Susan Harris says could lead to
pretty critical injuries or worse on the farm, because farming and ranching are among the top most dangerous jobs ever. And when you combine lack of coordination and poor decision making with dangerous situations, it can be bad.
It is the main reason behind a study at the University of Nebraska looking at both the amount and quality of sleep ag producers receive on any given night. And one that Prokaski says is needed as
there really just isn't a whole lot of information in the research literature about sleep in farmers and ranchers.
With specific focus of data gathering on
whether or not farmers and ranchers were getting less sleep during their peak busy seasons, such as calving or harvesting and planting, as compared to their non-peak or slow seasons, oftentimes in the winter.
So volunteers have been or are undergoing a sleep study. You may have been involved in one of those before. An overnight stay at a site that wasn't home with what seems like millions of wires and monitors on your body to measure your sleep. Prokaski says this particular study takes a less intrusive approach.
We have these small wristwatch-like devices, and they're called actigraphs, and you wear them on your wrist during the day and at night, and what they do is they measure motion and activity levels, and they're really, really convenient for being able to get a pretty accurate assessment of somebody's sleep during a week or two-week period.
With the findings of the study and post-study surveys, Prokaski, Harris, and others hope to develop educational outreach and intervention programs to help farmers and ranchers enhance their sleep quality and, in turn, reduce the potential of accidents and injuries. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.